He's one of my favorites, Keith Urban. He's coming to Regina, the Brad Center. I haven't checked. I think it's pretty much sold out now, but he puts on such a great show a few weeks from now. Boy, there's Shake the Lake this weekend. I Love Regina Day tomorrow. And the big men's championship baseball tournament that's on over at Curry in the Optimus Park. It's a busy, busy city. And in Moose Jaw, you folks have been invaded by a whack of Shriners from all over North America who are in town for a convention. And Garth Hortonchuk is the president of the Moose Jaw Shriners. Joins me now with all the details. Glad you could be here, Garth.
Well, thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. I have no idea how many are in Moose Jaw this weekend, but what do you put it at?
If we haven't hit 600, we're approaching 600, and the people have come from, the Shriners and their ladies have come from, and their families have come from Wisconsin, Minnesota, North and South Dakota, Northern Ontario, Manitoba, and of course, Saskatchewan.
Wow. It's a huge, major convention. It's a good economic driver in the city, I bet, this weekend.
Oh, it really is. Is the community fired up for this?
Who are and what are Shriners? How do you explain what the organization is?
We're a philanthropy, and what we do is we've got 13 Shriners hospitals across North America. There's one in Canada, there's one in Mexico, and there's 11 across the United States. In Montreal, our hospital proudly has not a cure, but has found a treatment for brittle bone disease. So we have a big travel fund here in Saskatchewan where we send people, we pay for all their expenses, and one of the parents gets to travel with the kids and stays with them. Yeah, so you could go to Portland or St. Louis or Montreal, or depending on what your medical condition is.
So supporting families and their kids in medical needs.
Yeah, what the Kinsmen and the Lions and those guys do is fantastic and all over the place, right? With us at the Children's Hospital and the Travel Fund.
You've got so many Shriners from around the world visiting Moose Jaw this weekend. How big is the Moose Jaw contingent of Shriners?
We're about 40. We're down in numbers over the last few years. Tough to recruit new these days.
Well, the Wawa Shrine Circus was a part of my childhood. Let me go there, right? Because when I was a little kid going to the Shrine Circus in Regina, yep, they used to sell these kid-size Shriners hat and fez, and they would add your name in glitter. And I would dream of then getting that on my head, walking outside into one of those miniature cars or those little round UFO-like vehicles they had in the parade all the time. Do you still have such things?
Oh, we do. The Motor Patrol is big. So, for example, we have three-wheel trikes. Regina has the Thunderbird. Saskatoon has F1 mini race cars. That's a big part of it because we do so much parading. That's how we promote ourselves, is parading. And in the States, not so much in Canada. In Saskatoon, they have a clown patrol, it's called. But in the States, the clowns are a huge part of it, and they parade.
That's why you had the clown convention yesterday. Some of them from the U.S. are here. You're having a parade tomorrow, so will all of this be in the parade?
All of it. All the little cars, the horses, the clowns, bands. There's about 400 people, Shriners, that are going to be in the parade. We start at the Town and Country Mall, and we end at the bottom of the main street. Be there at 10:30. 11 o'clock is kind of the official start, I think. Yeah, bring your lawn chairs. Just hang out.
Garth Hortonchuk is president of the Moose Jaw Shrine Club. I must ask, Garth, if I were to become a Shriner, is there an initiation of sorts like Fred Flintstone and Barney Rubble went through when they tried to become members of the Royal Order of the Water Buffalo?
To become a Shriner, first of all, you have to go through the Masonic Lodge. If you're familiar with Masonry, every Shriner is a Mason. So once you go through the Masonic Lodge, you can decide to become a Shriner or not. And when you do, we have kind of a pomp and ceremonial to get you into becoming a Shriner, and that's once a year. But yeah, you got to go to three meetings, three events, and once you're through the Masonic Lodge, you can choose to become a Shriner.
Do I walk out of that with the hat, the fez?
Once you become the Shriner, you leave with a fez. Yes, you do.
It's all I want in life. That's the last thing in life I need. I need to get a Shriner's hat. Because when I was a kid, I pretended I was one all the time. Well, this parade sounds like it's going to be pretty colorful and lots of fun for the family. Weather seems to be on your side. I wish you well with the parade, and thanks for enlightening me about what it takes to become a Shriner.
And thanks for having us. This is a really big deal. Our club has really come together to make this event happen. Our whole province has, really. We only get it once every 16 years in Saskatchewan. So this is a big deal. Just so appreciate that you are promoting this for us. And hopefully we get a good turnout for the parade tomorrow.
Sure hope so, too. Garth, my pleasure. You have a great weekend.
Okay, you as well. Thanks a lot.
Saturday, feel
Saturday in Victoria Park, free burgers while they last. It's a big barbecue, part of the I Love Regina festivities that are planned for tomorrow, beginning at 8:30 with that walk run. And that'll be led by Mayor Chad Baczynski as well, too. Joining me now, Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME Newsroom. I know some of your plans this weekend include going to see a little baseball. There's lots going on around town.
Yeah, I was going to say that at Curry Field, Optimist Park as well. This big baseball Canada Men's National Championship that is going on. You have, of course, the Regina Trappers, the host team. And then in addition to that, you have a Team Saskatchewan. So really, two Saskatchewan teams to watch. And by the way, they play two games today. Both teams each play two games today, and it continues tomorrow. So hoping for a good outcome at Curry Field tomorrow through the weekend.
Well, it wasn't a great outcome for some Saskatchewan farmers and homeowners as the cleanup continues from Wednesday night's big storm. And we're hearing about calls to SGI and, of course, crop insurance calls. It's pretty ugly.
Yeah, it's looking like it's the worst storm of the season so far. And when you hear about, you know, not just, you know, the lightning, 14,000 strikes in just 2 hours. And I mean,
how do they do that? Do they count those, Kevin?
We have some of the video up of a couple of those strikes at CJME.com. And they just watch the video and just have a tally, 1, 2, 3, cross, 4.
You thought your job was lousy. Yeah. How'd you like to be the guy counting lightning strikes?
Yeah, and so when you factor in all those lightning strikes, the size of the hail, ping pong to baseball-sized, 130 kilometer an hour wind gusts. Yeah, all kinds of calls are coming in now to crop insurance. They're expecting upwards of 1,000 calls to come in by the end of the weekend. So yeah, it's costly and it's tough too because, you know, farmers right now they're getting ready to harvest. Now they have to deal with crop damage potentially, all while they're trying to deal with tariffs from China on their canola.
Yeah. It's certainly a lousy time when things were looking a little promising there too with the crops in some of the areas as well. But hey, Eric Benintez has been denied parole during his first ever parole hearing. 36 years, one day after he and his brother killed their parents. The ruling came down late last night. It was a long haul of a hearing.
It was,
like,
yeah.
Like over 10 hours
yeah.
to make this decision.
And we knew the decision was going to come down, but apparently the board thought that his misbehavior behind bars was enough to keep him behind bars for at least another couple years. He can't actually apply for a parole to go in front of that board again, well, for several years. And today, it's Lyle Menendez. So is Lyle any better behind bars? Does he act a little better than his brother does? I guess we'll find out today.
It sounds like he's had a little more, you know, not such a great record behind bars over the last 20 years as his brother. So there is some speculation that he's probably not going to get it either. But if he did, what do you think of this? Like, you know, I remember this case. We watched it on television back in 89 there, I think it was. And I always thought these boys were just plain guilty. And then the Netflix series reintroduced this whole story to a whole new generation who seems to side. And there was evidence that, you know, about abuse. I'm not denying they weren't abused, but it was pretty horrific the way they killed their parents.
I can certainly remember. I was pretty young when that case was on. And I can remember it was on the TV in our household. It was a big story. And that, I remember, was kind of the way that the public's perception of this case was these two, you know, rich kids who decided to kill their parents because they wanted the money. That was kind of the narrative of that. And then, as you had just mentioned, the Netflix documentary comes out and it shines a little bit more of a light about what perhaps they went through. But nevertheless, they remain behind bars for now.
Okay. Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME Newsroom. Are the Riders going to win, Kevin? Are the Riders going to beat Calgary tomorrow
night? I think they will. They are looking outstanding.
Yeah. So 9-1. I don't think they've ever been 9-1 if they make it 9-1. I don't think it's ever happened for the Riders.
Be nice to see.
Sure would. Kevin Martell, 6:58 now. Yeah, no doubt you're going to hear that tonight at Shake the Leg. Default, the headliner, led by Dallas Smith, who, of course, has spent the last few years high on the country charts consistently here in Canada and even in the U.S. He was on my show yesterday, and mentioned that, yeah, he's going to drop in one or two country songs tonight, too, with his friends from Default. But the focus will literally be on Default, not necessarily country. Shake the Lake tonight. And tomorrow, the Riders will leave for Calgary. That game tomorrow at 5. Green Zone pregame show starts at 3. How are your plans looking for the weekend here? Only two weekends to go before it's back to school and summer is pretty much, well, unofficially over. Lots going on around town this week if you're looking for something to do. If you're a baseball fan who couldn't get enough of that Red Sox journey to the championship, well, you can still hang out at Curry Field. The Men's Baseball Canada National Championships are on this weekend. And more action today, too, both at Optimus Park and Curry. But the gold medal game is scheduled for Sunday. Saskatchewan represented twice. There's a Team Sask and then, of course, the Regina Trappers, who the last few times have always lost and claimed a silver behind Quebec. Quebec, everyone's gunning for them. Both Trappers and Team Saskatchewan won their opening games, and each club has two games today. I Love Regina Day tomorrow in Victoria Park. Free barbecue, face painting, live entertainment. Mayor Chad Bashinsky at 8:30 will lead the walk run, too. So it's an event that everyone is invited to, and as long as they have burgers, they'll dish them out for free. And this year's I Love Regina Day, in conjunction with the Kinexus Arts Center, too, because of Shake the Lake, so you can kind of make a full day out of it. Tonight, I mentioned Default, but there's also Helix, Finger 11, and tomorrow, Men Without Shame. Great local band will start the day, the Kings, Stampeders, Trooper, and the Headstones, too. And tickets are still available at the Kinexus Arts Center. So happy Shake the Lake weekend. Speaking of summer traditions, we are now more than halfway through the construction season here, but the projects are only about 40% complete. I had asked Mayor Chad Bashinsky in the studio here yesterday for an update on my show. Like, if you haven't been downtown and avoiding it because of all the construction, it has opened up much more now. But here's what he said about downtown, 11th Avenue, and the Dewdney revitalization, too.
We're seeing, you know, a lot of the surface work being done now, so a lot of paving, a lot of curbs being done. Big chunks of 11th Avenue are now open again, so you're able to get through north, south, and east and west. So we're very much in the wheelhouse of being on track.
Did you find that you ran into some really aging infrastructure? Did SAS Power have problems? Is that why it seems like to some that it took so long?
Not so much problems. This was a massive, like 11th Avenue, for example, was a 4-year project. Like, it was planned to be a very large undertaking. For us at the city, we had pipes underground from the 1900s, like 1913. You know, I think we uncovered some railway ties from when the rail line was out there. So there's challenges that you face along the way. But overall, you know, it was a huge undertaking, a lot of disruption, and I understand the frustration, but we are starting to see things open up and starting to see the results of all that work.
Mayor Chad Bashinsky, I was showing some of the results of all the work on duty on my CJME Morning Show Facebook page. Closer to Broad, that section there starting to really come together. Wider sidewalks, narrower streets, some new lighting and trees towards Albert Street. It looks like we got a lot of work to do. Is this project on time?
Yeah, it's going well. If anything, there would be some of the landscaping that we might, if we weren't going to finish up, it would be something to that effect. But the core paving and the sidewalks and that, we're still targeting to complete this year.
So October, November, December?
Let's go in the middle. I'll say November for now, and then I'll ask Curtis Doney to correct me later.
Joining me now for a preview of a show to come at 8:30, it's Mr. Evan Bray. And last night, Evan, my neighbors, they brought it in. They got the camper. They brought it back from the seasonal site. They've had enough.
That seems early.
Well, we only have two weekends to go in. You know, they kind of just thought, that's it.
It's not going to get out there.
But I noticed a few campers returning to neighborhoods to unpack and get them ready for storage.
I guess it's, you know, it's sad to think that summer's coming to an end. But I think we're hoping to get one more kick at the cat out at the lake this weekend. Although the weather not looking like it's going to be.
Well, yeah, it's in that 21, 22 degree range.
Nice, but not hot.
And the wind, if you want to get out in the water, might be a factor.
Actually,
too.
Didn't I looked at Sunday? I didn't think the wind looked too bad.
Yeah. So well, you'll get one. day here. Yeah. One day. We're going camping. We're off to Cypress Hills. Normally, we do it immediately after school's out, but just the way it worked out this year. So I was looking at their forecast, and it's about 25. But the evenings, 3 or 4. Oh, yeah.
It'll get cool.
And we tent. We still tent. I know.
We went through this whole discussion about a month ago, Greg. I give you props.
Well, we always get an electrical site, though. You know, kids want to charge up their phones, and, and I'll be able to use that little heater to make sure the tent is warm in the evening, too. Well, our riders are off to Calgary tomorrow, and I was mentioning this morning. If you haven't seen it around town, the Bombers are trying to goad us into a little, they said, friends don't let real friends wear green. And they got the Bombers
the billboards
logo.
Up. The billboards.
Yeah. You know, they're starting to pop up everywhere.
They're trying to get in our heads, get in our kitchens.
Can't they just leave us alone till after we get past Calgary?
You know, I think we're a different team against the Stamps tomorrow than we were when we lost to them earlier in the season.
Sure, hope so, because that was an ugly loss.
It was an ugly loss, but I really do feel, I mean, you look at we won that game handily against Hamilton last week, and many people thought that was going to be a close game. So I think the Riders are, they're moving. They're going in the right direction, and I have high hopes for this game.
It is going to be stunning. I was thinking this morning, and I think it was 2013, someone will probably correct me, that we were last 8-1. But I don't think we've ever been 9-1.
Yeah, I don't know that stat.
Jamie and I would know that.
Jamie would know. Well, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Well, what am I trying to, point out sports stats? It's not my business. Okay, so later on the show here, you're probably going to touch a little about, as you heard here on 980 CJME yesterday, Premier Scott Moe pretty much suggesting, he wants to get to China himself and feds, who's coming with me?
Well, that's right. He held the meeting. The federal agriculture minister was there, as was Buckley Belanger. You'll know Buckley is the only Liberal MP from Saskatchewan. He is on our show today. So we're going to talk with him about, what's the likelihood the prime minister is going to go with the convoy from Saskatchewan and take part in this. Of course, Premier Moe has been calling loudly on the federal government to do something. Form a relationship, get rid of these tariffs. So we'll see where things are.
He's still a little reserved in his comments, too, to the premier or to the prime minister, as a matter of fact, too, right? Because a few weeks ago, it was a pretty united front.
Yeah.
But now, there's a little more people saying, well, so far, nothing.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the key.
Yeah.
That's the key is we haven't seen swift action from Ottawa on these canola tariffs. That's the biggest criticism is we saw with the automotive industry, with the steel and aluminum industry, there was decisive action. We're going to come out with a 5-point plan. It's been crickets about the canola tariffs. It's so much focus on the United States and Trump. But here in Saskatchewan, this is a big thing.
And I kind of wonder, because remember, too, there's still a case that has to be resolved in the U.S. where, Trump did this on his own, not with Congress. And there is some legalities there that was being challenged that the whole tariff idea might run into a big wall. I sometimes wonder, is that what Carney is kind of waiting to see result-wise? And
I think it's tough to know. I mean, there's a whole other discussion around. We haven't even, let's not forget, Greg, before the tariffs hit, we were talking about issues here in Canada. We were talking about healthcare. We were talking about affordability. We were talking about, those issues haven't gone away.
No.
So that's why I had Pierre Poilievre on the show last week, and that was his point, is we got to not forget that the tariff thing is going to eventually go away, but we have issues here that need to be dug into. So
what time do you have Buckley on?
Buckley's on at 11:30, I believe, today.
Okay. Yeah. And are we past the point of being corrected that we're saying his last name? Right?
Well, it's Belanger. I know that for a fact.
We often get text. It's not Belanger.
Yeah, why are you saying his name like that? That's how he wants it said.
All right. Evan Bray is back here at 8:30 at 7:28.